You're tuned to WFHB
91.3
and 98.1 FM.
Volunteer powered,
listener supported.
Community radio for South Central Indiana.
Welcome to WFHB's Daily Local News.
Written and produced entirely by volunteers from the Bloomington community.
And supported by the generosity of listeners like you.
Good afternoon from the studios of Community Radio 91.3 FM, reporting live for WFHB. This is Leah Carter.
And I'm Scott Weddle. This is the Daily Local News for Wednesday, April 5th, 2016. Today is the seventh day of our Spring Fund Drive. We're asking you to call 812-323-1200 and pledge your support for Indiana's only volunteer-powered, independent local news show.
Coming up in the next half hour, Richard Fish reports on charities in a new edition of our consumer watchdog segment, Better Beware. But first, your daily headlines.
Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch may have lifted portions of his book from uncited sources, including the Indiana Law Journal. That's according to an expose today in Politico. Gorsuch's book, published in 2006, titled The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, was based on Gorsuch's doctoral work at Oxford University. Now, in that book, Gorsuch apparently copied several passages nearly verbatim from a 1984 Law Journal article. Gorsuch never cites the Law Journal, but instead cites the same sources that the Law Journal uses, including the Bloomington Sunday Herald, a predecessor to the Herald Times newspaper. Politico reportedly spoke with six experts in academic dishonesty, some who said the issue was a clear example of impropriety. One expert suggested it was merely sloppy work. The Politico report comes as Republicans in Washington, as well as some Democrats, are struggling to get Gorsuch appointed to the Supreme Court. On Monday, Democrat Joe Donnelly of Indiana announced he would support Gorsuch's nomination following a major dark money-funded advertising campaign that targeted Donnelly and urged him to vote for Gorsuch.
In legal news from Monroe County, 100 children are still in need of advocates to shepherd them through the court system. That's according to Jim Shelton of Monroe County Court-Appointed Special Advocates, or CASA. Shelton said the opioid epidemic is creating a flood of children in the court system beyond what the Department of Child Services can handle.
Sometimes we're asked, if DCS is on the case, why do we need a CASA? Short answer, DCS has at least 17 cases for every one of their employees, sometimes 25, and I've heard of a lady who was just transferred down from Indy who was having 30 at a time. She thinks she's on vacation here with 17. And a CASA will only have one or two. And any one of those 17 cases can blow up any day. Any day the DCS person can get a call saying, this child can't stay with me anymore, they can't be here tonight, and the DCS rep then is going to have to make his or her efforts all directed at one child, and then the other 16 are kind of floating, if you will. CASA is only going to have usually one case. I've got two. Some of our more experienced CASAs have two, and we have a few who have a number more than two. So CASAs are very important. They're a constant. They help counter the turnover that DCS has.
Shelton said he has seen as many as five different DCS representatives assigned to a single case before it was closed.
We really need people to step up and volunteer. It's a wonderful volunteer opportunity, especially for retired folks like me. It keeps you socially engaged, keeps you doing something that you know is important and that helps kids.
The next training session for new CASAs starts May 4th. Go to MonroeCountyCASA.org for information and applications or call 812-333-2272.
This week, the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission approved a resolution giving Monroe County government more parking spaces downtown. 53 spaces in a parking lot located at the northeast corner of North Rogers and West 10th Street will be given over to the county for use by its employees and tenants. City Attorney Thomas Cameron said the lot is a remnant from an old Indiana University building that was removed from that block. A lot is currently used by the public and is unregulated. Cameron said the lot will continue to be available for special events and Saturday farmers market shoppers.
We are in day 6 of WFHB's 2017 Spring Pledge Drive. Now is your chance to support independent local news here in South Central Indiana. Let's head back over to Pledge Central with News Director Joe Crawford.
Thank you, Leah, and thank you, Scott. We are indeed in our Spring Pledge Drive, and we are in our, I guess, our second last episode of the Daily Local News, where people could call and support this important and resource-intensive program. The phone number, again, of course, is 812-323-1200. Again, 812-323-1200. If you're sitting at home and you think that you might contribute, you're not sure if it's really important, I just want to assure you that every single contribution that we get here at WFHB is incredibly important. We really do operate on a very small budget, which is basically we're able to do that because of our volunteer base. But also because of that, it really does put sort of an extra emphasis on the importance of each individual contribution that we get. Again, this is the primary way that we fund this independent community volunteer-run journalism that, among other things, also oftentimes provides an outlet for student journalists, for people who are very passionate about a given subject, for people who are very very concerned about a particular cause. So again, this is each contribution is incredibly important. I want to encourage you, if you've got a moment right now, it means a lot if you call and support us at 812-323-1200. Again, that's 812-323-1200. I do have some folks to thank. We had an anonymous donor who came in earlier and contributed in support of the station. We also had Judith and David Chadwick called. They like some of our jazz programming, including the Jazz Suite. I want to thank Kevin Gallagher, who called in to support WFHB. And I want to thank all of you who've already called and contributed in support of community journalism. Leah, you know, you're an anchor on today's show, but of course also you've been a reporter for WFHB, and I think a great example of what we're able to do here, even on even with very few resources. You're somebody who has reported actually for quite a few different outlets. We're fortunate to have you here, but you were particularly interested in what was going on at Standing Rock during a lot of the late part of last year, and in fact brought us a report from Standing Rock, a in-depth story that covered an angle of that issue that I don't think otherwise we would have been able to talk about. I wonder if you can just tell us, Leah, why you, of all places, why come to WFHB to do your reporting?
You know, right now it's so important that we maintain news outlets that are run as a public service to the people and not for the profit of investors. And it's an amazing experience to contribute to an award-winning station that's by the people, it's funded by the people, and it's for the people. And every day here I get to work with talented people who are passionate about sharing quality news and good music with their communities. If you'd like to support this work, you can call in to 812-323-1200.
And again, I really do think the quality of what we're able to do on the Daily Local News, I don't know if it's sometimes it's that apparent to people if they realize the amount of work that goes into producing a newscast. It really is a thing that is traditionally done by people who have years and years of training. And what we do, the model that we use here, is that we bring in a mix of people who do have lots of experience on the air. Maybe they have it at WFHB, maybe they have it elsewhere. But we mix that with people who have maybe other kinds of expertise. Maybe they're really passionate about and understand environmental issues like no one else does. We mix those together, and through just sort of the miracle of community radio, we're able to bring you this show each and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 5 p.m. But it really is a testament to the generosity of the community that we've been able to do it as long as we have. I want to thank those of you who have supported the station already. Again, if you haven't, the phone number 812-323-1200, 812-323-1200. You can also contribute online at wfhb.org. Let's go ahead, head back now to Scott and Leah as they bring you the rest of the Daily Local News.
The city of Bloomington will begin implementing its new sanitation automation plan in October. That's according to Public Works Director Adam Wason, who spoke last night to the Bloomington Board of Public Works. Wason says the city will be stepping up outreach to residents.
We'll be doing more public outreach events, kind of a town hall meeting here before too long with information stations for residents to come and learn more about the system, the different cart sizes that will be available. So we'll be putting information out through our media channels and our media outlets and social media, et cetera, making sure folks know about those upcoming events.
As part of its plan, the city is getting rid of the current sticker-based system for collecting trash fees. Instead, residents will pay monthly trash fees along with their water and sewer bills. Board member Kelly Boatman asked Wason about the process for developing a fee structure. The city council has approved a range for fees, Wason said, but that range will be further refined after it is known which cart sizes will be in most demand.
Here, over the next 2 months, we'll be putting mailers in the utilities bill, doing an online survey for folks where folks will be able to choose those carts. The cart sizes, and once we close that survey period, basically, hopefully, it'll go through, actually be about a three-month period here. We're hoping to have the online survey up by the middle of April, and then it'll run through at least the middle of June. Then during the month of July, we would come back to the board once we have the actual percentage breakdown of how many of the 15,000 households we serve choose each different cart size. And once we have that information, we'll be able to make the final determination and bring forward a request for the Board of Public Works to approve the final fee within the ranges that the council set.
Wason said there will be a 60-day grace period where residents can swap out carts if they find they've ordered the wrong size. Households that don't request a specific size cart will be given a 64-gallon cart for recycling and a separate 64-gallon cart for trash. Board President Kyla Cox Deckard asked Wason for clarification.
Are you able to choose a different size can for your trash than your recycling?
Absolutely, yes. So okay. You'll be able to choose which size cart you would like for both services.
For each one.
Yes.
And but the cost is based on?
Just the solid waste.
The trash.
Just the trash choice.
Not the recycling.
Not the recycling, yes.
Okay.
Boatman asked Wason how his department will handle overflow trash and recycling during holidays and move-in, move-out weeks at Indiana University.
That issue hadn't come up on recycling. Mm-hmm. It certainly had come up with trash. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what wouldn't fit in the cart, I guess we'd ask to either wait for another week or maybe use the South Walnut Station.
Right.
But, yeah, it would need to fit in the cart because the whole point of the automated system, especially with the side load, is that the driver's not getting in and out of the cart for worker safety reasons and such. So,
more information is available at the city's website. In other news, Deckard noted roads will be closed around the city this Saturday, April 7th, for the Hoosier Half Marathon. Some roads will close as early as 5 a.m. A map of the race route with details on road closures can be found on the Board of Public Works webpage at bloomington.in.gov.
Work planned for Jordan Avenue and North Woodlawn Avenue this summer means drivers could be limited to Fee Lane when traveling north from Indiana University. City of Bloomington Senior Project Manager Roy Ayton said Woodlawn Avenue will be closed from East 10th Street to East 12th Street beginning May 8th through July 21st.
The closure is being requested by the university so that they may reconstruct the roadway from 10th to 12th Street, along with other infrastructure and utility improvements. The detour route has been planned and will utilize North Fee Lane, East 17th Street, and East 10th Street. Pedestrian traffic will be safely maintained through the work zone during the project.
Public Works Director Adam Wason said a bridge rehabilitation project on Jordan north of 10th Street will begin just after graduation.
Beginning tomorrow, Euripides' classic tragedy, The Trojan Women, will be presented as the 2017 spring show for the Monroe County Civic Theater. The production incorporates both dance and live music. The Trojan Women explores the cost of war, especially to women and children. There are 8 original songs based on the text and the music from the ancient world. According to a press release, the cast features actors and actresses of all ages, sizes, shapes, and levels of experience. The opening night is tomorrow at the Blockhouse, beginning at 8:30 p.m. There are also shows at 8:30 on Thursday and Friday. A final show is scheduled for 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Blockhouse.
Stepping Stones, a local nonprofit, is holding a fundraiser April 20th, and the proceeds will benefit youth homelessness through housing and support services. At the event, Stepping Stones will also give their annual Benham Award to recognize someone in the community who is doing exceptional work for young people. The award, which is named after Stepping Stones founder Sherry Benham, will be given to two nominees at their annual Step Up fundraiser at Upland Banquet Hall. Stepping Stones is locally based and has been integrated with Centerstone, a local behavioral health network, to provide support for people aged 16 to 20 who are experiencing problems with homelessness. Tickets for the event can be purchased online. Nominations for the award can also be made on the Stepping Stones website. Reporting for WFHB, I'm Scott Weddle.
And I'm Leah Carter. Support for WFHB and the Daily Local News comes from Smithville Fiber, a local provider of internet, voice, and TV service. Now also offering home automation and security systems for homes and offices throughout South Central Indiana. More information on Smithville's home automation service is available at smithvillesecurity.com.
Support also comes from MPI Solar, a Bloomington business specializing in solar hot water, solar electricity, and solar hot air systems. MPI Solar designs and installs solar power generation systems that encourage independence and individual responsibility. Found locally at 812-334-4003 and on the web at mpisolarenergy.com.
It is Spring Pledge Drive here at WFHB. Let's head back over to Pledge Central with News Director Joe Crawford.
Thank you, Leah, and thank you, Scott. The phone number to call, 812-323-1200. You've got just 8 more minutes left to support the Daily Local News here on your community radio station. Again, that number, 812-323-1200. What those of you in the listening audience might not realize is that from my position here at Pledge Central, I have a very good view of one of our vintage phones here at WFHB, and I can see very clearly that there are two phone lines wide open, just waiting to take your call. Again, that phone number is 812-323-1200. Always makes me feel very good when I see one of those phone lines light up during one of these pledge breaks. We do need your support. You know, Scott, the News Initiative, or the News and Public Affairs Initiative, really goes back to 2003. Right. You have actually been a part of this pretty much the whole time. And it's at this point, it's really, I think, for a lot of people, it's just part of their lives. They don't even really think about what it was like before there was a, you know, volunteer-run independent news in Bloomington. But, you know, it was a thing that took a lot of work to get off the ground. It's really, for me, when I moved to Bloomington, it was a huge deal to find out that there was this community radio station. And it is kind of hard to imagine how sort of out of touch I might feel if somehow there was not this news program here.
Well, that's right, Joe. This goes back. Yeah, I've been here since day one. I've seen all the work that's been put into to making this, like you say, a big part of people's lives, as has WFHB over the years, has become such a big part of people's lives. And, you know, we get a lot of response about the Daily Local News and the opportunity that people have to get news in real time from the radio, the local. Time was that everybody had a local news program. That's not the case anymore. So we're really, in a lot of ways, continuing something that's been a staple since really the invention of radio, is the local newscast. But what is, like you say, so unique about this is it is operated basically by volunteers. It's the volunteers. It's people like Leah and others who get out and do the work, put the stories together. You know, I'm always a little embarrassed because I'm just the guy that shows up and reads. You know, and everybody I've seen all the other people who really put the energy into going out and getting the story I've been able to see a lot of people like Leah come along and get that hands-on training here at the station that you can use as you further into a career in journalism. We've seen it happen. It happens, and that's very rewarding to see that.
Yeah, it really does take a whole team of people to make this work. That's something that people might not realize as they're listening at home, but it really does take actually dozens of people throughout the week who put this show together and spend many, many hours producing it. It is a community reporting on itself. It is, as much as it is a continuation, you know, it's also kind of a radical idea, the community just coming together and deciding what we want to hear on the air. You know, Scott, it's not, it's kind of an interesting kind of mix of that old model with like sort of a really kind of very interesting new model as well.
Yeah, I agree. And community radio in essentially is like that too. I mean, you know, we are a local station. Everybody is in, you know, from, you know, lives here. The programming is primarily local with some syndicated programming, some very valuable syndicated programming on the air. But it's, again, it's something there's a trust in local broadcasting, you know, that goes way back, you know. I like to think that what we do here maintains a trust that people develop with their local, whether it's a radio or television station.
Indeed. You know, and we're going to have to get back to the news, but I do want to tell people you can call us at 812-323-1200. I would urge you to call us at 812-323-1200 to support this important work. You can also contribute online at WFHB.org. But let's continue now with the Daily Local News with WFHB's weekly consumer watchdog segment, Better Beware.
Welcome to Better Beware. Here's your consumer watchdog from WFHB Community Radio with the latest information and helpful hints designed to keep your head out of the clouds, your feet on the ground, and your money in your pocket.
These days, you are probably being, or are about to be, hit up by more people than ever before asking you to help support some good cause or other. And there are a lot of good causes: wounded veterans, starving children, abandoned pets, environmental cleanups, refugees from natural and man-made disasters. I could spend an hour just listing the topics. Americans are famously generous, perhaps even more than you realize. According to the National Philanthropic Trust, the average American household gave nearly $3,000 to charity in 2015, a total of over $373 billion. And the Philanthropic Roundtable says that American giving has increased by 650% over the last 60 years. With all that money flowing, and almost three-quarters of it coming from individuals, scammers and swindlers are constantly trying to bamboozle you into throwing your money their way on a phony sob story. There are two types of charity scams: outright fakes and technically legit organizations which spend most of what they rake in on themselves. So how do you tell if your generosity will actually do some good? Check out any charity in advance. Online, it's easy. Go to websites like charitynavigator.org or give.org. What you want to know is how much of your money is tax deductible, how much pays for fundraising and overhead, and how much actually goes to the good cause. If you're not certain, ask whether the person who wants your money works for the charity or a fundraising company. And if they're a fundraiser, ask how much of your contribution will be deductible. Now take WFHB, for example. We're a totally legitimate 501c3 nonprofit, and we do all our own fundraising. We don't spend one penny on any fundraising organization, so every penny you donate to WFHB will be a deductible contribution on your taxes next year. When WFHB asks for donations during our twice-yearly fund drives, we ask you directly on the air. Website pop-up windows and emails from some organization you've never heard of, no matter how impressive the name, are usually scams. Always keep a proper record of any donation. Pay by check, paper, or electronic, or by credit card, and only give to an organization like WFHB, or Bloomington Community Radio if you prefer, never make out a check to an individual. At WFHB, our overwhelmingly volunteer-based organization stretches every dollar we get to the absolute max, and all year long we support many worthy causes throughout our community. We're proud to be one of the most widely effective and thoroughly legitimate nonprofits in existence, and proud to say our donors can see and hear the benefits of their contributions every day. Don't forget those websites, charitynavigator.org and give.org. And remember, charity really does begin at home. I'm Richard Fish for WFHB News and Public Affairs.
Better Beware comes to you from WFHB Bloomington, Indiana. Find all our episodes at wfhb.org. If you can help put the kibosh on a con, email beware@wfhb.org. Remember, swindlers never give a sucker an even break.
You've been listening to the Daily Local News on WFHB. Today's headlines were written by Joe Crawford, Carly Van Cleve, and Dominic Jean, along with Sarah Vaughn for Cats Week in partnership with Community Access Television Services. Better Beware was produced by Richard Fish.
Our engineer today, Dan Withert. Our theme music provided by The Impossible Shapes. Executive producer is Joe Crawford. For WFHB, this is Scott Weddle.
And I'm Leah Carter. Thanks for supporting Indiana's only volunteer-powered, listener-supported, independent daily news program. Recognized among the best newscasts in 2016 by the Indiana chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists.
You can be a part of our award-winning news team. Send inquiries to news@wfhb.org. Stay tuned for the Brown County Hour coming up next on WFHB.
The Daily Local News is produced by a staff of over 50 volunteers
working in the WFHB News and Public Affairs Department.
Comments, suggestions, and story ideas
may be submitted directly to our news staff via email.
The address is news@wfhb.org.